Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Missed this week. How's my clap, Jennifer?
It's not so bad, Dougie.
I think I've got it, haven't I? This is the good day, bro. I'm pretty close. Anyway, that's the voice of Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook.com/good day and Twitter. I haven't even asked you what the big deal is today. Don't tell me it's Donald Trump.
What's the big deal? What's the big deal, Kenny?
What is
Jennifer and
deal?
I want to know what the big deal is.
Well, we've posted. Actually, this is a big deal. Right at the top of our Facebook page right now is a link to the GoFundMe page for Eastley Farm.
Ah, big comments there. Yes, once again, another attempt to help along what I'm trying to do on the farm. In spite of this is a whole. If I were doing a local radio program, like I became known in my community for being on the radio station here for 13 years. Back in the 70s, and so there are still some people when they see me, because I'm a member of town meeting, and I'm locally known for owning the farms, not for being a radio guy. People, and I'm just soon, I like it that way. I don't want to have people, I mean, every once in a while, somebody on town meeting floor will say, hey, I listened to your radio program yesterday morning. It was pretty interesting listening to those women give you a hard time. Excuse me, I get that from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
But normally, I'm known as the farmer, and I have these 145 acres here in this town that I'm trying to save, and it's not an easy thing to do because there's a lot of pressure. Yesterday, a developer went down to the town hall and went through a lot of the records and talked to the people there about what he could do to develop the farm, and I don't want the farm developed. I'm trying to do what I can to save it, and it requires some funding, and plus the fact that as I'm optimistic about saving the farm, I'm trying to work out a plan and get some ducks in order for us to have a sanctuary for what I've referred to
for
sort
ducks.
Of uniquely is canine, equine, and bovine, the cows, the horses, and the dogs that are in need. I have three barns on the farm, and one for each one would be appropriate. So I've sort of started that routine, and so we've connected it to the Facebook page at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/good day. What other issues, though, do we have, Kenny? Is Donald Trump still trumping everybody else? The latest thing with him, I don't even begin to understand this, by the way, and I think I'm disappointed in him with the attacks on Carson. I think that stuff is just unnecessary, and I wonder if there's not somebody says there's a screw loose. I don't know if I'd put it that way, but there's something in his personality that makes him feel like he has to be on the attack when he's very much in control, and I don't think he needs that. Does he need that stuff to maintain his position, or is just his position on the issues enough for him to maintain his lead? Which is it? Which do we think? Because we are, Kenny's not a supporter of Trump, but I think Jennifer and I are. I am reluctant about it sometimes because of things like this. I think he's right on the issues, even though he doesn't really have any backup. He's speaking, he's got the right lingo.
Yeah,
well,
he's talking about the issue. I mean,
yeah,
he
but
really
what about
kind of,
Carson? Why does he have to say what he did?
Well, why does he say everything about
anybody?
Well,
that's the question.
Because it gets people talking about it, and the guy's only had to spend $2 million of his own money because everybody is just talking about him because he's interesting to talk about.
I know, but
it might be. There's a new poll out, though, that I just discovered from YouGov that says 49% of GOP voters think that he's best suited to handle immigration.
I think he's going to win.
It's a huge number.
I think he's going to win. Kenny, what'd you start to say?
I'm not a supporter anyway of Trump's. We know that.
We know that.
But before he launched into this tirade about Carson, the book list came out, and Carson's book is beating him. It seems like a silly, petty thing, but that's what a lot of what he had to say was about. He was chastising people in Iowa and people in America that could believe. He said, who can believe this crap? If you're buying his book, if you're reading it and you believe it, you're an idiot.
I love him so much.
Win friends influence people.
I just love him.
Oh, my God.
But
okay.
Yet he's still winning. You know?
So on top of that, I didn't even realize this until earlier today. I had no idea that there was all this stuff going on around Hillary and whether she wears a wig or not. So this is the latest thing. I've even heard talk radio people bring hairstylists onto their program because the Drudge Report a couple of days ago suggested that Hillary is wearing a wig.
I actually got mad. You know.
Oh, so that makes you mad.
Okay, I do a local show in addition to this one in Southern California, and my co-host yesterday brought up, "Oh, Hillary's wearing a wig." And you know what? This story
he's an old crumb.
He's not that old. He's younger than you by 10, 12, 13 years.
Oh, really? He just looks old and sounds old.
So watch
old.
It there, buddy.
Yeah.
But no, this is what gets me. Hillary has done so many bad things. Why are we focusing on her wig? This drives me nuts. This is such a distraction. We should be talking about the legitimate stuff that is going on with her and not worrying about whether or not she wears a wig. And then all of a sudden I felt like an old curmudgeon for getting mad at him because he's like, yeah, she wears a wig. And I know he thinks I'm going to start laughing. No, it's just.
So did he really get the fact that you were ticked off?
Yeah, I was really ticked off.
He Don
goes,
is his name, right?
The co-host. Goes, I'm sorry.
See, he's nowhere near the co-host that you have. Here I am. We're all. We have charm and personality, good looks.
But I think it shocked him because, you know, I'm very lighthearted. But this kind of stuff really annoys me because as a woman, first of all,
it's pretty sexist.
As a woman.
Especially coming from Trump with all the conversation about his hair. Why are you even saying
anything?
Give
me a break.
Yeah. And
you have so many things that you could talk about Hillary. The emails. But God, I mean, there's just a million things you could talk about.
But everybody's tired because there's nothing that came out of all of that.
Oh, not necessarily. The FBI just amped up their investigation on her yesterday.
They're not going to find anything. There's nothing there.
Oh, they're going after her for the Espionage Act.
Maybe.
They're saying that she lied under oath to delay an investigation.
I'm telling you, it's never going to go anywhere.
Well,
it doesn't make
not.
Any difference. Maybe
that
like a lot of hoopla, but it isn't going to go anywhere. And will it be? Do you want to start speculating now about what the race would be between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? What's that looking like
awesome.
To you in the back of your mind?
You could sell tickets on
because they're friends. Yeah, that's the thing.
These
people going against each other that are all friends. Now, I don't know really whether Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are friends and whether Rand Paul is a friend. But that club is very tight. The senatorial club is tight.
I think
tight,
that Trump
tight,
and Cruz tight. Are friends.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Why?
And I think that Trump and Carson are actually friends.
I think
friends,
they are, too.
Though,
yeah, I do. I think that, too. I think that Trump and Bush. But I think Bush has been pushed aside now so that he's kind of like just a fly on the back
so
of an elephant's butt. And nobody paid any attention to him. So we have to go after. And that reminds me also. Well, there's so many things in this race that are reminiscent of something. And the only thing I'm reminded of right now. Which makes me want to go to a commercial, is the email, was it yesterday or the day before, Kenny? I thought this was a non-political show, and all you do is talk about politics.
With somebody on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
I will tell you, though, before we wrap our discussion on politics, that I did the research, and if you want to watch the debate on Saturday, there's a Democratic debate. It's on CBS TV and on their streaming network.
Most of the research I've done this week has been about Sekhmet. That's how I got the name right now. She's
if that's the most
Egyptian
research you've
goddess.
Done, it
that's
took
the
you,
most research
it took
I've
you
done.
One sentence. Who is that goddess again, Mayor?
Sekhmet. No, I didn't. But I didn't because she said she liked her best. So I wanted to find out why she liked her. And now I understand why she does. But it's for those of you doing research at home, Sekhmet or Sekhmet. Find out about this Egyptian goddess. All right. You're all set. And we could have, let's see, if we change Jennifer's name to Jenmet. She could be our goddess here.
And then I could go
think,
play
Kenny?
For the Mets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they might. I think it would. By the way, isn't it time? This is from out of left field completely. Isn't it really time that there is a woman who gets into professional baseball and is, let's say, shortstop? There's got to be some woman.
Why she got to be shortstop?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe second base or.
Well done.
Left field. You spoiled my whole thing there. I was trying to make a point. And as usual, I've been cut off at the knees, ladies and gentlemen. You see what I have to put up with. All right, let's see if we can do your hair. Seems to me the hair is on everybody's mind today, so let's talk about Provia. Maybe Hillary needs some Provia. Maybe she's losing her hair. Maybe that's why she's wearing a wig. She needs Provia. Provia is the item that is most sought after by people who listen to me talking about products that are good for their self-image. Provia is an easy, very easy to use serum, clinical grade botanical extracts that have come about to help your hair from looking its worst. Now you want your hair to look its best, right? Going into the holidays, there are people from all over this country who have said great things. Gary in Florida doesn't believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He said that he tried Provia after listening to me talk about it. Works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I don't have to worry about the hair implants that I was thinking. He went to a consultant and was going to get hair implants. Don't have to do that. Just cleanse your scalp and let your natural hair grow through again through the pores on your scalp. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results. So you pay for one, you get two. Two bottles of Provia to have it work twice as fast. 800-525-8319. It has a volumizer, too, to make your hair that you have look thicker. So get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Think green. Harrison with you. Your grandparents might tell you that plants grow in organic farming are nourished the way they were meant to be naturally, which creates a stronger cellular plant structure, which is actually superior than factory farm-grown food. As such, organically grown foods can be stored longer and have a greater resistance to rapid mold and rotting. So what does that mean to you and me? Well, food grown with organic farming methods is extremely healthy. When there are no chemical pesticides or synthetic or genetically modified organisms used, there simply isn't any of that nasty stuff in your food. And when there isn't that stuff in or on your food, it doesn't go into your body and sooner or later become disease. The old phrase from the 1970s, "You are what you eat," is absolutely true. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gymnastic legend scored his pair of gold medals in the 1984 Olympics. He had a perfect 10 on the parallel bars and was also part of a U.S. gymnastic squad that scored a team goal.
Half turn to a handstand or stutz to a handstand, and all he has left is his dismount, and he nails it.
So where is Bart Connor now? Bart and his coach Paul Ziert took over International Gymnast Magazine in 1992. 4 years later, they launched Grips Etc., a gymnastics supply company. Bart operates the Bart Connor Gymnastics Academy, works as a TV commentator, and serves on the board of the Special Olympics. He's married to another gold medal gymnast, Nadia Comaneci.
Will you take Nadia Comaneci to be your love
tonight? Yeah.
Bart and Nadia, a perfect 10. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the three most common complaints that parents have about their children? Straight to the answers. Number one, my child doesn't listen. Number two, my child doesn't follow directions. And number three, my child will not wait their turn. But there's more to these simple-sounding issues. If these complaints are constant, then here's the developmental science of what these complaints really mean. So your child won't listen. Well, there could be memory problems involved. You say your child doesn't follow directions. Well, they may have difficulty understanding and processing. And you say your child won't take turns. Could be impulsivity. What's the cheap psych trick? These three problems, they're very natural. But if you or the teacher notices one or more of these problems constantly in excess, professional help may be in order. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.